This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced Friday that a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The World Health Organization said time is running out to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak as the number of cases outside of China grows. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that we are still in a phase where containment is possible, but he warned that our window of opportunity is narrowing. Meanwhile, during a teleconference with reporters, Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the CDC says 18 of the American passengers returned to the U.S. from the Diamond Princess have tested positive for COVID-19. And there could be more.
Because the passengers on the Diamond Princess were in a close setting where there has been a significant spread of COVID-19, they are considered at high risk for infection.
Approximately 78,000 people have been infected, and there have been nearly 2,400 deaths resulting from the coronavirus. This is VOA News.